Hello and welcome to Tech Access Daily Tips. Tip number 16, restoring the iPhone. Hi everyone, today we are going to talk about restoring the iPhone.
Yes, following the jailbreaking.
Yes, and the whole crew is here again this time.
Word up.
Exactly. And I don't choose to continue to have my phone jailbroken because I find the process pointless. Especially since accessing Cydia is a very sort of geeky operation. You need a piece of software on your computer called Cider to act as an interface, much as you would use iTunes. And it's just, I don't really care about getting these alternate apps that much. So
yeah, if you could use the apps on the actual phone and download things, then it'd be okay. But yeah, it's kind of pointless.
I don't really want anything that has been jailbroken. I mean, any jailbroken apps bad enough to really keep this going. So
well, and two, to reiterate, it is breaking the warranty. So to speak.
Yeah.
We did this as an experiment. It's only been a day, technically, even though we are releasing this later on.
Yeah.
The security issues that you could run into is a concern. Some people are saying that you should definitely change your root password or something like that. We may cover that in a regular weekly edition at some point soon, just in case.
Yeah.
But it sort of uses an exploit that is on the iPhones and iOS operating systems right now that involves PDFs. And until Apple fixes that, this jailbreak method will work. But we are going to reset it back to factory defaults.
Yay.
First thing that everyone must do is back up your iTunes and sync. Do all that so that it'll back up your settings, your applications, everything. If you were someone that did actually jailbreak your phone and you downloaded applications from Cydia, you will need to manually back those up because iTunes will get rid of them.
Yeah, it won't. It'll get rid of them.
So first of all, we are going to open iTunes, which you have already done.
I have already opened iTunes and I have already synced, so I have already done that step. I won't take you through that.
By George.
You will want to go down and in your list, go down your list of sources, and underneath the iTunes store, you'll have your devices. And you'll find your iPhone, and it'll have your name in front of it, an iPhone. So I'm on Aaron's iPhone.
Yay.
Yay. Okay. So.
Play button.
Tab button. You'll get to play.
Volume left, right, slider. Volume. 70.0%. iPhone sync is complete.
Okay. The iPhone sync is complete. It's telling me.
Okay to disconnect.
Okay to disconnect.
Summary tab.
Now I'm on the summary tab, and this is where I need to be.
This is where the magic happens.
Exactly. So reiterating your summary tab options.
iPhone. Name. Aaron's iPhone. Capacity. 29.06 GB. Software 4.0.
I haven't updated to 4.0.1.
Serial number. 8. Phone number. Version. Update button.
And I could update if I wanted to.
A newer version of restore button.
Restore.
This is the one you want.
This is the one we want.
Now, this is going to delete everything off of your phone. It's going to wipe it clean just like it came from the factory. So if you have any pictures that you might have taken or videos or anything like that, you want to get those off of the phone before doing this. I said it one more time just so that we don't get any emails saying, well, you didn't say
that.
So what's the number one rule?
Back up everything.
Yes, there you go.
And if you have jailbroken your phone manually, back up your applications from Cydia.
Yes.
Okay.
If you are experiencing problems with your iPhone, you can restore its original settings by clicking Restore.
For some reason, it says restore, and then you tab again, and it says what it does. You'd think it'd be the other way around.
Yeah, they put the button on the left and then the description on the right.
So,
restore button.
We will click on the restore button.
Yes.
iTunes dialog. Are you sure you want to restore the iPhone, Aaron's iPhone, to its factory settings? All of your media and other data will be erased, and the newest version of the iPhone software will be installed. iTunes will verify the restore with Apple. After this process is complete, you will have the option to restore your contacts, calendars, text messages, and other settings. Restore and update button. Cancel button. Alt. Restore and update button. Alt plus
those
R.
Are the only two buttons in this dialog box.
That is correct.
So I will restore and update. You may get a message saying that there are purchased apps on your iPhone that haven't been synced, and most likely it is the Cydia that it is seeing, because that will not sync.
No.
Cancel button. Restore and update button. Alt plus
so,
R. iTunes dialog. There are purchased items on the iPhone, Aaron's iPhone, that have not been transferred to your iTunes library. If you restore this iPhone, these items will be erased and you will have to purchase them again. Are you sure you want to continue? Cancel button.
So we want to continue because I double-checked, and the only thing that is not synced is Cydia.
Continue button, Alt plus C.
So we will continue.
iPhone software update dialog. Next button, Alt plus N.
iPhone software update.
JAWS to PC. Scroll down symbol. Back button unavailable. HTTP.
So this is basically giving you the
complete instructions. See the user guides for iPhone at iBeam.
Okay.
PC. Cancel button. Important information edit read only. Next button, Alt plus N.
And you have to use your JAWS cursor to read it. The PC cursor won't work. Just for you JAWS users. Next.
Safety info. Read important product information guide before use. www.apple.com/support/manual/if-and-software-license.
Okay.
Decline button. Alt. Save. .. Alt plus S.
You can save it and read it later.
Edit read only. Back button.
Maybe
Alt
we
plus
should
e.
read it.
Agree button. Alt plus A.
I agree.
Decline button. Agree button. Arrow. iTunes. Sources. Preview. Aaron's iPhone. Battery. 90% charging. Open. 1 of 1. 5.06 GB. 394.1 MB. 10.4 MB. 525.6 MB. 23.09 GB.
That was me reading the status line, and that's all I get.
Volume left right slider 70.0%. Downloading one item. iPhone software update 12 minutes remaining.
It has 12 minutes remaining on the download.
iPhone software update 11 minutes remaining. iPhone software update 12 minutes remaining.
Processing. Please wait. 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 Processing. Please wait.
So,
iPhone software update 22 seconds remaining.
We've got a few seconds left, and it will keep ticking them off if you keep it in that tab. So we're just waiting, and it took about 15 minutes to download 4.0.1.
Yeah, because it's about 400 megs, and it just takes a while.
Exactly. Oh!
16%. iPhone dialog. Extracting software. Stop button. Alt plus S. 37%. 55%. 73%. 84%. 93%. 100%. iTunes. Downloading one item. iPhone dialog. Contacting the iPhone activation server.
Oh boy. This is going to be fun.
Installing device driver software. Click here for status.
I think it worked.
It's currently still going.
N. Apple mobile device USB driver. Device driver software installed successfully.
It will tell you that.
Installing device driver software. Click here for status.
I'm not touching anything or taking it anywhere.
Your device is ready to use. Device driver software installed successfully.
Yay! Now what do we do?
Well, we still continue to wait because the iTunes is still doing something. I don't know whether it's still looking at the activation page or not, but it takes a little while for this to work.
N.
If you try and go to your status line, you unfortunately don't get that much information. And the tab key doesn't give you any feedback. So you're kind of stuck.
The Apple software 0%. Is still saying resetting iPhone.
I got 0%.
9%.
9%? Ooh, it's doing something.
If only we had the JAWS sounds.
18%.
I like those. And you can't get those back.
21%.
Oh, well.
30%. 37%. 46%.
Halfway there.
56%.
So this is kind of like a JAWS
67%.
Install. Yeah. Where it really doesn't tell you for a while what in the heck it's doing.
Exactly.
73%.
But at least you're getting progress bar updates now. Yay.
79%.
And you haven't broken out in a cold sweat yet.
No.
Usually when it doesn't say what's going on, you start to panic.
Pretty much,
87%.
Yes. It's pretty much a consistent thing.
100%. 23%.
Now it's doing another settings change.
47%. 72%. 95%. 100%.
What does the screen say?
And now on the iPhone, the screen has gone from your home screen to the Apple logo, and it has a little bar showing the progress going across it.
Okay. Now JAWS has stopped saying progress bar.
So that's a good thing.
N.
Our wonderful N status line.
0%.
And we are back to resetting yet more.
Is it like the same thing it's resetting? Or it's not going in an infinite loop, is it?
No, it's probably, well, the first time it downloaded the software, second time it was unpacking 50%. The software, third mm-hmm. time it's installing the software, and then at one point it's going to reset some settings 55%. And verify it with the servers. So this is what we assume is going on.
58%.
Doesn't really tell you a whole lot from a visual perspective either, does it?
No, all it says is resetting iPhone.
62%.
On the dialog box, and it has a little progress meter.
67%.
I wish we 70%. Had a video camera. This is riveting.
Ooh, wonderful.
We could put this on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
Mm, maybe not.
75%.
No.
79%. 82%. 87%. 91%. 94%.
Wow. Almost done with this cycle.
99%. 100%. iTunes dialog. Your iPhone has been restored to factory settings and is restarting. Please leave your iPhone connected. It will appear in the iTunes window after it restarts. Okay button.
Hit the space bar. It clears. It clears that, and it unattaches your iPhone. So when you hit okay, it for some reason will start possibly playing the first song in your music library.
I have no idea what that would be. Oh, click.
Hourglass arrow.
So now the iPhone goes back to the point to where it looks iPhone. On the screen like it's syncing to the iTunes store the very first time, just mm-hmm. as if you had taken it out of the box.
Right.
So if you have sighted assistance, the first thing you want to see is you want to see the Apple logo with the little slider telling what the progress is, and then you want the actual Apple logo showing that it's connecting to a computer. So if you've got that, then you're almost there.
Sources preview iPhone. Battery 100% charged. 1 of 1.
So I pressed F6 to get to the sources, and it landed me right on my iPhone.
Volume left right slider 70.0%. Set up your iPhone.
Set up your iPhone.
Continue button. An iPhone has been previously synced with this computer. Set up as a new iPhone radio button not checked. Restore from the backup of radio button checked. Backup selection list box. Aaron's iPhone. 0 items.
There you go. I keep hitting the tab key, and that's what it's taking me to.
Phone number. +19 last synced. Today 5:23 p.m. New playlist button. Do not shuffle button. No repeat button. Show artwork button. Sources preview iPhone. Battery. Volume. Set up your iPhone.
And then you have to just
continue button.
Go back until you find the continue button. When you are in this dialog box, you want to make sure that the correct checkboxes are checked.
Yeah, so you want to make sure that the radio button that says new phone is not checked. You want to restore from your previous phone and your You must identify that your phone number is exactly the same as it was before.
And your serial number.
And your serial number, not so much. The phone number is the important part.
Right.
So once you do that, you can click continue.
Continue button.
Which we will do right now. This could take a while.
10 albums, 3.5 hours, 223.2 MB. Ringtone 3, iPhone dialog, restoring iPhone from backup. 0%.
I was hitting the status line to see what it would say.
Ringtone 3. 33%.
And it's really not very enlightening, but this is giving you progress bars, updates.
81%. 100%.
And the iPhone screen
music, 1 of 8.
Has now changed so that it says restore in progress, iPhone is activated.
And I don't know if you all heard, you probably didn't, but it said
iTunes,
voiceover
sources, preview
on.
Music, 1 of 8.
Because I had voiceover on my other phone, it has put it back on.
Excellent.
10 albums, 3.5.
Is it still working? Or is it done?
It's still working.
Aaron's iPhone. Battery 98% charging. Open. Volume left right slide. Updating applications on Aaron's iPhone.
If you hit the tab key a couple times, you'll get to the updating applications on Aaron's iPhone. And voiceover came on. The screen curtain came on because it was on when I did the restore.
So now the screen on the iPhone should change back to your time mm-hmm. and the charging symbol, and says slide to unlock or cancel for the sync. So now
I think I just got mail.
Sit and we wait for the sync to take place. Depending on how many applications okay. and podcast and music files and such you have, this could take
installing
a while.
Awaken.
if you tab...
Updating applications on Aaron's iPhone.
If you're on that tab, which I just was, and then you tab one more time...
Installing Awaken.
It will tell you what it is installing, and it should...
Installing Grizzly.
There you go. Change every time it installs something.
Installing Case Program.
So you can keep... Why do
installing
I even still
DigiEye.
Have that? So you can keep
installing
track
Etchafin.
Of what you're doing. It's doing, rather.
At this point in time, we have still not received the bumper case.
Installing Fact.
No.
So we will keep the application.
Yeah. It's going to take like 5 weeks for my bumper to get here, which is fine.
Installing Facebook.
Hey, it's free.
Mm-hmm.
I'll take free.
You got your refund already.
Installing FedEx Mobile.
Yes, the iPhone bumper refund was about 2 weeks ago. It just all of a sudden appeared. So
installing
nice job, Apple.
Now, my question is, are these going to go in the exact folders I had them in, or are we going to have to move and fluff them around?
All of your icons and applications should go right back where they were, onto the same pages and everything.
Okay.
That's
Boot
the beauty of backing up using iTunes.
Yes. Beauty!
Installing iBlink Radio.
Now,
installing iBooks.
If you are paranoid about backing up, you should back up your iTunes folder itself under your My Music to an external hard drive. That
I
way you have two copies.
Installing iBlink Radio.
Or you could back it up to Carbonite.
That's true, too.
If you wanted to.
Installing IMDb.
But we do not have a sponsor, so
no.
I'm not recommending
installing
Carbonite.
Installing iTreadmill.
Yay, my iTreadmill.
Installing Meepo.
I still haven't used that yet.
Installing my wireless.
So anyway, we will come back in a few moments and let you know how this
installing
has
nutrition.
Finished. Because as soon as her applications are done,
then it's
going to
do
to,
the podcast.
It's
going go
to
take
to
forever.
16, 17 gigs worth of podcasts.
Installing
Pandora. 5.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll be back.
Installing phone.
Ta-ta for now.
Processing. Please wait. Processing. Please wait. Processing. Please wait.
iTunes. Play button. Sources preview Aaron's iPhone. Battery 100% charged open. 1 of 1. Play button. Volume left right sliders. iPhone sync is complete. Okay to disconnect. Summary tab.
And we're done.
Yay!
iPhone
we are done.
iPhone sync is complete. It is okay to disconnect.
It has taken approximately about 30 minutes.
6:20 p.m.
Yep, something like that. Because it is 6:20 p.m.
And so this is restoring the iPhone to factory defaults.
Info tab.
Exactly.
Summary tab.
So we hope this is helping some people out.
iPhone.
Yes. So if you do not get a response from
okay to disconnect.
The dialogues in iTunes, you can just assume that it's working like it's supposed to.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only bad part.
You can't really, there aren't really any status line things to go on. The tab key really doesn't take you anywhere. Iffy results with the JAWS cursor. So, kind of just have to wait it out.
iPhone sync is complete. Okay to disconnect.
And during this recording, we have found out that our Apple free bumper
has shipped. So instead of 5 weeks to get here, it will most probably take
two weeks. Two and a half, three. Something.
iPhone sync is complete.
So good.
Volume left, right, play button. Sources preview Aaron's
I'm trying to get
context
to where I can
menu
eject
rename.
It. There we go.
Battery reset, restore, back, transfer, sync, new play, eject. Leaving menus, sources preview Aaron's iPhone.
Yay. Okay. That is it.
Yes, and now you have done it all. You have broken it, and you've restored it.
Exactly. And I won't say it's simple as that this time, but it's not that difficult.
No, I mean, you really didn't need any assistance in this other than... Yeah, it's quiet. And
is it really working? Is it
it's
really
doing
working?
Something.
Is it really working? So
yes.
Now that we've done that, you'll know that it will take quite a while, but it's pretty seamless as long as nothing happens.
Precisely.
So anyway, alrighty.
And I'm on an Apple.
Thanks for listening. You can contact the show in one of the following ways. Visit our website, techaccessweekly.com. Follow us on Twitter, TA_weekly. Send us email, techaccessweekly@gmail.com. Leave a voice comment, 260-227-5829.